Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
For those of you having the public holiday tomorrow, good on you. Some of us actually have to work.
The sales reps here at work at CFM Studios,
yeah,
they're not working tomorrow. How come we have to work?
Well, that's just it. I mean, we could have had the day off as well, yeah? Just play, put your iPod on.
best hits back to back.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I'm happy to do the job. But there's a lot of people that are working tomorrow. Yeah. A lot of people. Because I think I've been told a lot of retail outlets are working and open tomorrow still.
Oh, really? So they're open for the public holiday, are they?
I believe so. Let's take some calls. If you have to work tomorrow or you are working tomorrow, give us a call, 13 27 10. Just want to know who's doing the hard work tomorrow on a public holiday where everyone else is eating fairy floss and Dagwood dogs.
Yeah, share the pain with us. Because let's face it, if everyone's having a good time and we got to work, let's just band together.
And just pretend like we're not jealous in front of everybody else. If you have to work tomorrow, we want to hear from you, 13 27 10.
Tomorrow's the public holiday in Mackay, and you know what? We asked everyone who's actually working to give us a call, 13 27 10, and spread the pain with us, because we got to work as well on a public holiday.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's obviously for the Mackay Regional Show. For those people listening in Prossy, Airlie Beach, you had yours last week. Mackay, Serena's turn tomorrow.
Not one person called. Everybody's got the day off except for us.
Oh, nice to see that we're putting the hard yards in for everybody else, so that's great. Mackay, Serena, enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's a public holiday. Is it going to rain on everyone that's not working?
Looks like a possible shower. I wouldn't not go to the show, though.
Right, okay. Well, that's a good thing, but some of us actually are poor suckers and have to work tomorrow on a public holiday around Mackay.
Not one person called before, but the minute we said, okay, looks like we're the only ones working, everybody started calling saying, no, we have to put the hard yards in as well.
Looks like Steve has to. Steve, mate, are you working?
Good. We're open tomorrow, lads, so you're not alone.
Oh, good.
Good work. Mate, I'm sure you've got a couple of tools there ready to go for us, yeah?
Yeah, of course, mate. Massive sail on, as you already know.
Can you say that again? Because I don't think we quite understood you.
Honestly, I can't wait to see you down there again, Jack.
Yeah, I think Dave's taking the pee out of you. So, total tools tomorrow, you're open.
We are that, mate, yes.
All right, good Steve, stuff. Thanks for the call. Let's go to...
Ricky. How are you, Ricky? You're working tomorrow?
I certainly am. I can't have you fellas thinking that you're the only one.
Oh, thank God
for that. Whereabouts are you, Ricky? Working, Ricky?
I'm in Mackay. I work for a recycling crew. I go around and pick up all the bales of cardboard from all the grocery stores.
Oh, really? There you go.
So you're actually a hard worker, not like us.
Yeah, you can say that.
Thanks for being honest with us, Ricky.
Thanks, mate.
Okay.
See you later.
See ya.
Enjoy your working day tomorrow. Hello, Deb. How are you? Oh, Deb's far too busy to work tomorrow.
Yeah, she's taking the day off today instead of tomorrow.
See? Told you, people are working tomorrow. I mean
oh,
there might be four of us working, but people are working.
Only just. It'll be a very slow day for everyone, I think, wouldn't it?
We're just going to play more music tomorrow. That's all it's going to be.
One of the TV shows on 7-2, it's called Best Homes Australia. It's been in the Cannonvale area as of late, Jay, filming for this new house in Regatta Waters Estate in Cannonvale. Absolutely amazing.
Huge. Find the photos on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
And Gary Takel is the host of the show. Gary, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mate, it must be a hard job travelling the country and looking at absolute gorgeous houses.
Well, it makes it hard when you don't have a house that looks like that, I can tell you.
Just looking at the photos, it is a stunner.
Yeah, it is a good house, that one. It's right. I mean, first of all, for us, who the crew are all from Melbourne, so we travel up to beautiful Airlie Beach, and we basically defrost first, so we can see what we're looking at. And that house was really special, yeah.
Now, where do you get the houses from? Obviously, because it's impossible for you guys just to go, okay, well, let's just go to Queensland and have a look around. Like, do people register their homes, or do you find out? Do private investigators tell you where these homes are?
Well, I mean, we don't have private investigators, but we do have researchers and assistant producers. So they're always on the prowl. So sometimes we'll find them from awards, or there might be a house for sale. We did one in Airlie Beach called Mandalay House, which is worth about $25 million.
Wow.
So we found that on a internet site, and we're quite taken by it. So, and regarding waters, I'm not sure how we found that one. I think it might have been I don't know. I can't remember. But when we got there, we were really impressed. It was a very, very nice house.
Nice.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, because when it comes to houses, beautiful houses, they need to come with a lawn as well. What do you do if someone hasn't mowed their lawn out the backyard for God knows how long and he can't do it? And I'm looking at him right now.
Okay. Oh, right. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we probably won't be doing his house.
My house isn't worth millions of dollars, so there's a good chance you won't.
Yeah, true. I must say, we have turned up. I mean, sometimes the system produces, it's all by photographs, so you think, oh, wow, it looks amazing, and you get there, and you think, my goodness, what photographs did they use for this house? And we've got to move things around and make it look better and cut things out. In fact, there was one in Esperance. We basically arrived. The boys hadn't actually been in the house yet, the crew. And I walked in, had a look around, and it was so bad, so badly furnished. I walked back out and said, we just need to get out of here before they come back. So we ended up filming it, and we just showed lots of pictures of amazing beach.
Yeah, you can live on the beach instead.
And very little house.
Oh, wow. Man. It sounds like a hard gig you've got there, Gary, and it sounds like you really suffer as well.
Well, look, this episode with the one in Cannonvale is going to be airing in the second week of July on 7.2.
Yeah, and you can check out the photos of that house as well in Cannonvale on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
Gary, thank you.
Yep. No worries. Thank you, boys.
Harvey Norman Mackay's half-yearly clearance is on now across all departments. And so is Jane Dave.
Yeah, 25 away from 8 o'clock, the Huda Guru is like, wow, Wipeout, that's your winning song this morning for our Trackside Tracks. It is coming up before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the big race is on tonight, 6:30 at the Mackay Showgrounds. It is the mascot race that will stop the Mackay Show.
That's right. We need to go through the form guide. Some of the races tonight from our mascot list.
Yeah, just like the player profiles before, the state of origin. Should I go in the deep voice and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with it. Hector from Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal. Well, he's full of energy being a lump of coal, but he's the crowd favourite, but he's going to come in last being a marathon mascot instead of a sprinter. So he's in there for tonight.
Yeah.
Elmo is going to be there as well. Don't tickle him before a race. He'll end up following you home and forget what's at stake, which is mascot glory.
Player number three.
Swoop the Magpie's Magpie. He's one of the front runners, by the way. Jay, put your money on him. It's not spring, so he won't be protecting the nest.
That's right. Magpie Sporting Club on our Facebook page just said Swoop is feeling confident for a win tonight.
And we'll go one last one. The Cutters man. He's going to be there as well. Cutters coach Kim Williams once asked if that was Cameron Cullen. I mean, sure, they can intercept a ball, both of them, but they got no legs. Plenty of sicker, though.
We want to take some calls now, 13 27 10. Who are you placing a win on tonight for the mascot race at Mackay Regional Show? Everyone who calls will put into the draw for a carpet clean, thanks to Mackay Carpet Care. 13 27 10. This is a serious race.
Oh yeah.
Tonight, 6:30. The action at the centre ring at Mackay Regional Show. I'm laughing about our big race tonight, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the mascot race, it's at 6:30 at the showgrounds, part of the Mackay Show. We've got plenty of different mascots from around the region. You can find the list on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay. You know what? The Magpies, Swoop, Sporting Club, Swoop, he's the one that's actually apparently got the goods.
Who else we got in the lineup there for tonight?
Okay, do you want the rest of the player profiles? Yeah, yeah. All right. Sid the Seagull from the Cancer Council. Let's just say from past races, he might as well be plucked and deep fried like a chook. He's okay. Not exactly the best.
Next player.
Merkman. He's sick of being thrown around like yesterday's newspaper. Merkman is out for revenge.
Next, oh my God, who's coming up with these lines? Seriously.
Macca the Platypus. Nobody's quite sure if he's going to make an appearance or not, just like the real deal in Yungala.
Next.
The ANZ Smarty Pig. This one is happy enough to take $2 fee from everyone. Just don't push his buttons. He could be recording you. He sits with an interest rate of 2.9%.
All right, let's leave it
and
there.
Last one.
Okay.
The Duck Derby Duck. I really hope this one wins, the Duck Derby Duck. He's the Duck's nuts.
Okay. Now, on Facebook, the favourite so far is Mackay Cutters, says Kirsty. Sid says the Seagull has it in the bag. Amber says Swoop. He's a sporty type.
Oh, there you go. Christine, who do you reckon's going to win?
Hector, of course.
Yeah. I think he's got some steam behind him.
he has, and he does exercises on the TV each week, so he's got the added advantage.
Yeah, but do you think he's more of a marathon runner rather than a sprinter?
Oh, it's a hard one because he's going to be very fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think about that because he's made of coal, so he's got some power behind him.
Oh, yeah. He's what keeps us going.
Oh. Hey, Christine, can you answer this question for me? Can Hector poo?
Poo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be a bit painful if he can.
Give me five for kids. We've only got 6 days to go. We need that last push to get over the amount of money for the wish list at Mackay Base and at Prospine Base Children's Wards. So the hospital's there. $50 business card challenge continues.
Have we got another one?
We do.
Oh, nice.
Even gave Andrew at ANC Curbing a call. He's on the phone at the moment. Now, Andrew, do you do any particular concrete, like just stuff around the house, maybe?
No, mate, any kind of concreting, we get stuck into all of it.
Nice work. So, $50, mate, going towards our business card challenge. Tell us about your business. So, you do any kind of concreting. Whereabouts do you travel to?
Everywhere, mate. I've quoted between Brisbane and Darwin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Could you fix up the Bruce Highway? Could you fix up the side of the Bruce Highway for us as well at the same time?
Oh, I'd love to, mate. Believe me.
I think you might need a little bit more concrete than what you probably carry. just quietly. So if we want to get some concreting done from you, Andrew, what's the phone number to get you on, mate, with the best number?
My mobile's best number, mate, 0400-465-111.
Okay, 0400-465-111, and that's ANC Curbing, all things concrete. Andrew, thanks for your donation, mate.
No worries, mate. It's a great cause.
Certainly is, and thanks for getting on board with our great cause.
Okay, so if you want to do the same as Andrew, get in touch with us, 132710, and give us your business card, give us $50. We'll give you a plug.
Or you can see us on the streets of Paget on Friday morning from 7 a.m. We'll be walking through the streets there and getting some donations, going to our last, as you say, push for our Gimme Five for Kids appeal, helping out the Children's Wards of Mackay Base and Prossy Hospitals. We were at the launch of the award ceremonies and the award campaign a couple of months ago at the MEC, and I got to tell you, some of the things that people do in our region is just unbelievable.
Like the Alzheimer's group, they actually, I think, won an award a while ago, didn't they?
They did, a couple of years ago for this very award. So it's people like that who we want to nominate for upcoming awards.
Now, Katrina is from the awards group. Katrina, what sort of person are we looking for?
We are looking for a individual or business. The Regional Achievement and Community Awards are all about recognising rural and regional achievers in your community. Obviously, there can never be enough encouragement and support for those working in regional and rural areas. The awards are just a way to create an opportunity to say thank you for all the hard work that they do in their community.
Yeah, and there's lots of people who do go above and beyond and to make our community the way that it is right now. But I hear that there's like a share in some cash prizes thanks to the Commonwealth Bank. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Each of our winners will go home with $2,500 provided from the Bank of Melbourne.
How awesome is that?
Jeez, that's good. What sort of, because I'm noticing a couple of the different categories here. The Prime Super Community Group of the Year.
Yeah, that's one of our ones that we've got on offer. Oh.
Now, that's for any type of community group, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We actually had a winner out of Mackay in 2013.
Okay.
Who won the Prime Super Community Group of the Year, which was Alzheimer's Australia for the Mackay region.
Oh, that's right. We spoke to those people on the air not long ago, actually. So I guess these awards really do highlight the importance of having a tight-knit community and getting the name out there. So if people do want to nominate somebody, how do we do that, Katrina?
It's a very simple, easy process. It's all completed online. So our website is www.awardsaustralia.com. So we've got all our selection criteria, all our categories that are open for nomination. All the information is found there, and it's all done online.
And you can't nominate yourself, can you?
Look, we're not opposed to it.
All right.
People don't do that, but there are some people out there that do that.
Yeah, you know what? Dave would be one of those people too, I'm sure. All right, Katrina, we'll put the links on our Facebook page as well. And thank you so much for doing a great job in highlighting the important people who do such a great job in our communities as well.
No, thanks so much for your time, guys. And thanks to CFM as well for your support. We really appreciate it.